Exodus chapter 2, please. You've been sitting for a while. Won't you stand for a few minutes? Let me read a few verses here. Verse 23. It came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Verse 1 of chapter 3, Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back side of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. I'll leave off reading there. I want to draw your attention back to verse 3 of chapter 3. Moses said, I will now turn aside. And let me preach to you for a few minutes before we close out this year on this topic. It's time. It's time. In this new year, it's time to turn aside. Let's pray. Father, I pray for your help to get what needs to be said. Lord, we're anxious to start a new year in your house. I thank you for these that have been faithful to come and stay. Lord, I pray you'd help me to be a blessing to them. Fill us with your Holy Spirit that I might preach, Lord, what you want me to say, and that these folks might hear what they need to hear. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. It's time to turn aside. You can be seated. Thank you. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. It's time to turn aside. In our text here, we've got Moses seeing the burning bush. And what I want you to think about with me as we approach this new year here in just about 25 minutes, is that something great was about to happen in Moses' life. Something great was about to. Notice it says there in verse 3, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Great is something that is exceptional. It is superior to other things. It is unparalleled even perhaps. It's much better than what had been going on in his life. Look in verse 1. Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert. Now Moses for 40 years had been out there in that desert leading that flock of sheep around, and now he's on the backside of the desert. He's not even on the front side of the desert anymore. He's on the backside. And when the Bible says the backside, it means just the less green pasture, the less food, the harder conditions, the backside of the desert. But look here in verse 3. He is now beginning to turn aside. He now sees something that is a great sight. I love when I read this passage of Scripture because to me, I know what's coming. I know what's coming in Moses' life. God's about to take him out of that desert and use him in a mighty, mighty, great way. But listen, before that happened, he had to turn aside. A new year is a new beginning, folks. I know it's just another night. It's just another midnight. But it's a day off. It's a long weekend. But I want to impress upon you tonight as a church body, as believers, a new beginning is exciting. A new beginning should be a time where and that's what we're here for. We're here tonight on purpose because we have Christ as our King. We have God as our Heavenly Father. We've already won the battle. In Christ, we've already conquered the adversary. There's nothing Satan can do to us in this next year that God does not allow him to do. We have a whole lot to look forward to. We're not just looking for a midnight firework session, go home and go to bed and start over. I want us tonight to take time to turn aside and begin to think about what God could possibly do with this church in this next coming year. Amen. He said, I'm going to turn aside and see a great thing. God, you know, God makes things new. Every time that sun rises, it's a new day. Every time that clock ticks of midnight, it's a new day. Every time we turn a New Year's Eve into a New Year's Day, it's a new year. It's a new beginning. And I tell you what, when God makes something new, it's not just new, it's better. It's better. Behold, all things are become new. I'm a lot better than I was without Christ. And my wife says amen first and loudest. Amen, and I agree with her. Moses' life was about to be made new. He was already saved. Listen to me, I'm not talking about getting saved. God, bless God, if you're not saved tonight, get saved and let this be a really good new year. But I'm talking about Moses, who was already saved. He was already prepared. God was already working on him. But this great thing was about to happen. I think about Joseph. When Pharaoh called for Joseph to pull him up out of that dungeon, boy, something great was about to happen in Joseph's life. Something great's about to happen in Moses' life. And can I tell you something? That God can take this new year and something great can happen in your life. Why not? Why not? Here's why not. Because some of you aren't going to turn aside. I want you to notice the wording here. When the Lord in verse 4 saw that he turned aside to see, God called him. See, turning aside, church, is what led God to call Moses, to equip Moses, to pull Moses out of the backside of the desert with those smelly sheep, and to use him in a way that we're still talking about today. Turning aside is to turn, number one, completely. It's to turn away from everything else. Now, you're here tonight, and that's a good start. You've turned aside from all of your sleep. You've turned aside from your television, whatever you do at night. You've turned aside from your pajama pants and your house shoes and your bunny slippers or whatever you wear. You've turned aside from that and you've stayed in your church clothes. Thank you for staying in your church clothes. And you've come to church tonight because you knew there was a time to turn aside. And you turned away from everything else. I know some of you had family wanted you to go here and go there. And some people didn't turn away from their family and they're not here. But you are. Amen. You are. We pulled up to Brother Ethan's house tonight on the van about 8:30, and Miss Brittany went to get him at the door. And he said, oh, thank my salvation. Get me out of here. Let's go to church. That's turning aside completely. You left something at home. You left something you could have done. You left something you could have seen or watched or whatever, but you turned aside. And that's complete. That's what Moses had to do before God began to speak to him. He turned aside completely. It's a turning aside also on purpose. It was purpose. It wasn't an accident. God's not going to call you and to do something, or God's not going to, let me put it this way, God's not going to give you a better year this year than you had last year on accident. You're going to have to make it a purposeful turning aside to see what God has for you this year. You didn't accidentally come to church tonight. It never happens that way. You're not going to accidentally read through this schedule that I've given you, that Samuel has really helped me out a lot with. You're not going to accidentally read through this. It's a turning aside on purpose to take time every day to read my Bible. You know, I mentioned this last year, and very, very few people are even still here in church, let alone finish their reading. You know why? Because they did not turn aside on purpose throughout the year. Folks, God waited to see if Moses was going to turn aside. It was a complete turn away from everything else. The sheep had to take a break. It was time for the sheep to take a break. Moses was turning aside. You know, I don't have time to preach all this. It was a purposeful turn. He had to turn completely on purpose, and he had to turn attentively. He placed all his attention. He said, I'm going to turn aside and see why is this bush not being consumed. He placed all of his attention, undivided attention, on that bush. It was a turn aside. Why did Moses turn aside? I'm going quickly here. The theme for this year is to prove all things. You know why Moses turned aside? Listen to me. Because he was going to find out what was going on with that bush. That's the theme this year. Prove all things. He was proving what was going on with that bush in the middle of the desert that was on fire, that was not being consumed. A bush in the middle of the desert is as dry as you can get. And when a fire burns and hits that bush, it's like, it's a puff of smoke and then it's over. But this bush was on fire and it was not being consumed. It was not going anywhere. It continued to burn and burn and burn. And Moses said, I'm going to find out why that's happening. I'm going to prove what's going on with that. The word prove means, church, listen to me, to examine, to judge, to discern, to find out, to explore, if you will. It means to test and see what it is. Moses turned aside to prove what was happening in his life, what God was doing. It was no ordinary bush. It was no ordinary fire. It was certainly no ordinary situation. But listen to me, he didn't find that out until he turned aside on purpose, completely, and with all of his attention. Then he found out, this is no ordinary bush. This is no ordinary fire. This is no ordinary situation. This doesn't have to be another ordinary year. Ordinary is for everybody else, not for the children of God. You can be ordinary all you want to be, but you're not going to be comfortable around me, because ordinary is for the lost people who don't know any better. We know better. We have a Christ in heaven. We have a God that saved us. We have eternal life. We have the blood of Christ to prove our sins are washed away, and we don't have to be ordinary. We need to be extraordinary. Light and salt are not ordinary. Amen. This was no ordinary fire. This was no ordinary bush. This was no ordinary situation. And you know why? Because God was in it. God was in it. But he didn't know that until he turned aside. Until he turned aside. You're not going to know God any better at this time next year than you do right now if you don't turn aside and find out what he's all about. Proving all things requires you first turn aside. Turning aside away from everything else, everybody else, and proving God. Proving Job 34:3, the Bible says, the ear trieth words as the mouth tasteth meat. That's what it means to prove. How do you know what I'm saying? Because your ear is testing my words. I'm not going to go into how the ear works. But I'm making vibrations out of my mouth, and those vibrations are landing on your ear, and it's going through your ear, and then you can hear, and most of you can understand most of what I'm saying. Because your ear is testing my words. Just like when you bite into a piece of steak, you know if it's a piece of steak or if it's a piece of leather. Literally, a piece of steak or a piece of pork chop or a piece of chicken or a piece of sausage or black-eyed pea. How do you know the difference? It goes in your mouth and you prove it. Oh, that's not a piece of steak. That's a burnt cookie. Well, you don't know that until you taste it. You can look at it and see that. Your eye is part of that proving process. I'm hurrying here, but when Moses turned aside, he proved. It was a great thing. It was a great thing, Brother Eddie. The Lord Jesus Christ giving us another year. It's a great thing. It's not ordinary. It's not even easily explained. It required proving, however. What was God doing? It was a great thing going on in Moses' life. And listen, it was a good thing. You say, I thought you said it was great. It was a good thing because it was going to benefit many, many people for all of time. You know, we're still benefiting from Moses turning aside that day. we're still you benefiting, Brother Joey, because Moses turned aside. So am I. It was a good thing. It was a great thing. It was a good thing for all people because it was God. But Moses turned aside to prove it quickly. When Moses turned aside, God proved Moses. God was proving Moses first. You understand, God works this way. God proves our hearts by setting things in our lives like a burning bush to find out if we're going to turn aside or not. To find out if we're going to be light and salt. To find out if we're going to surrender to the call to missions. To find out if we're going to feast ourselves on the Word of God. He puts situations, people, trials in your life to find out, well, are you going to turn aside to see me, or are you just going to keep on going your way? See, before anything happened, God was proving Moses' heart. God was proving Moses' heart. Moses did not do anything, get anything from God that day until he turned aside. God still proves our heart. Listen, let me show you something here that I thought was interesting. A bush is some type of wood. Some type of wood bush. It may have leaves on it and things like that, but it is some type of wood. This is paper, which is wood. Not only is it wood, but that bush was on fire but not being consumed. This book is on fire with the Spirit of God from start to finish. God is the author of this book. The Holy Spirit, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and all Scripture is profitable. All Scripture is absolute fire from heaven. Every bit of this came straight down from God to you and to me, just like the fire that fell and consumed Elijah's altar. This book, the bush, the fire from God, the Holy Spirit of God. And you know how God's going to try your heart this year? With this burning bush. You won't even turn aside to read it. Guess what you're not going to get? You're not going to get the great things that God has planned for you. You're not going to get it. You're going to keep wandering around in the dusty, barren, dirty, smelly backside of the desert. Is that the kind of year you want? I'm tired of those years. I don't want another one like that. I said, well, you had one like that. It wasn't a very good year. God still saved, supported me and took care of me and sustained me. But listen, the fact is that next year can be better. I believe God wants next year to be greater, more superior, if you will. The Word of God, however, is what's going to make the difference in your life. You turn aside to see it. You turn aside to find out. God's proving your heart. Here's a reading plan. Some of you didn't even take one. Well, you might as well just go ahead and mark it down now. You won't even take a reading plan. You're not even interested in reading the Bible. Then you're not, surely, you're telling me already you're not going to turn aside. And God's proven your heart. And God's proven your heart. If you won't even turn aside to His Word on fire. Millions and millions of people have tried to extinguish this bush. It's never going to go out. God's using this to prove your heart. This year could be a better year if you'll stop and turn aside to this burning bush right here. Completely. With all of your attention and on purpose. It's not going to happen on accident. You're going to have to turn aside. God proved Moses' heart. Moses turned aside. That's the first step. That's what you need to do. It's time to turn aside. Number two, then, when God proved Moses' heart and Moses turned aside, number two, Moses proved God. Moses found out what God was doing. Moses found out that God wanted to use him. Moses found out that God was calling him to something special. I didn't say so, but Brother Ethan's been sick, and I've been promising him. I've been mentioning, I keep forgetting. Brother Ethan surrendered to preach the last service he was here before he got sick. Brother Ethan, you know what he did? He turned aside. When God called him, he turned aside. And he said, I'm going to find out what God wants from me, and I surrendered to that call. He surrendered to preach. The only reason he didn't preach tonight is because he's been sick so long. I didn't want to surprise him and say, Brother Ethan, you're preaching in 30 minutes ahead of time. Maybe I will next time. But anyway, fact is, he turned aside. He heard God's word. Are you going to do that this year? It was a great thing. It was a great sight. God proved Moses. Then Moses began to prove God. Moses began to find out what God was doing, how God was working, what God was saying, what God was doing. Now listen, folks, that we have a God in heaven who wants us to turn aside and prove all things. Prove all things. Find out what's right and what's wrong. Find out what's godly and what's ungodly. Find out what's true and what's a lie. But you're going to have to turn aside to the burning bush and prove God. That's what God says. Prove me, he says. Prove me. Amen. It's almost like God says, I dare you to trust me. Amen. You know why I say it like that? Because sometimes it's quite frankly scary. And that's why so many people don't do it. Because they can't overcome the fear. But Moses said, you know, I don't know what's going on over here. Because most people see fire and they think, oh no, it's going to kill me, it's going to burn me, or it's hell, or it's Satan. But the fact is, Moses turned aside, and God proved his heart, and then God and Moses proved God. And then finally, God used Moses. Once God had proved Moses' heart, and once Moses had proved what God was doing, God used Moses to lead his people out of Egypt. It was a life-changing mission for Moses and for millions of people, and we're still affected by it today. If Ethan stays faithful to God and grows up and preaches the gospel, you know, there's going to be fruit from that. Samuel stays faithful to God and grows up and preaches the gospel. There's going to be fruit from that. The reason I'm standing here today is because I proved God and God proved me. And God's able to use me, not because I'm any different than you, but because I turned aside to find out what God wanted from me. Amen. And then God said, okay, there's somebody I can use because they'll take the time to turn aside completely on purpose with all of their attention, find out what I want for them. What are you going to do about that this year? I hope so. It'll be a different year if you'll turn aside. But I've got too much responsibility. I don't have any time to preach. I'm done. I don't care what you have. I don't care who you're worried about. I'm talking about God in a burning bush waiting to tell you what he wants. If you got something better to do than that, then you're not going to find out. And that's just me and you being honest. But I love you, and God loves you, and you've heard that tonight. And God says, prove me. Prove all things this year. Prove what I can really do for you. Amen. Prove it. You going to turn aside or not? We got a few minutes. This year is almost over. It's time to turn aside. Father, I pray you'd bless your word.